Sinclair was convinced it was dangerous out here, even though they hadn't encountered any sort of real peril so far, only minor annoyances. He was gazing narrow-eyed at Faith and Hodge when movement beyond him caught his eye. Jones must have noticed the same thing, because he suddenly straightened from his casual pose and caught up his rifle as he stared in the same direction Sinclair was looking. Several buckskin-clad figures had emerged from some trees and were coming toward Faith and Hodge. The two of them had their backs to the strangers. A ball of cold fear exploded in Sinclair's stomach as he recognized the men as Injuns. They broke into a run, charging silently toward Faith and Hodge, who were unaware of their danger.
Miss Carling, look out!
Injuns! Run, you damn fools!
Hodge broke into a run, dragging Faith with him. Sinclair dashed over to his horse and reached into a saddlebag where a couple of pistols were kept. He pulled the guns out and spun around again, ready to race to Faith's aid. Chester had only gone a couple of steps when he tripped and fell. Both pistols discharged as he struck the ground. Terror lent wings to the feet of Faith and Hodge. They sprinted across the meadow toward the spot where the horses had been halted. Their pursuers were closing the gap behind them, though. More help was on the way, though. Swiftfoot and the Ballinger brothers were running in from other parts of the meadow. Though shot, the warrior didn't go down. He just clapped a hand to a grazed arm for a second, and then he charged forward again.
Oh my God, savages!
Still gripping the empty pistols tightly, Sinclair ran to meet Faith and Hodge. He wasn't gonna let anything happen to Faith if he could prevent it. He would sell his life dearly to protect hers.
Keep running! Hurry! Hurry!
Oh, they hurried all right. They sprinted right past him. Sinclair skidded to a stop, planting his feet and bracing himself for the inevitable assault. One of the warriors lunged out in front of his companions and came straight at Sinclair, his paint-streaked face contorted in hate. The Injun swung the tomahawk in his hand at Sinclair's head. Sinclair ducked, only to discover that was exactly what the Injun wanted him to do. The warrior's knee rode sharply and drove into Sinclair's jaw. The blow staggered Sinclair and sent him falling to one knee. The tomahawk whipped at his head again, but this time the blow was no feint. It was intended to crush his skull and dash his brains out. Sinclair jerked up the pistol in his left hand and felt the impact shiver up his arm as he blocked the tomahawk with the barrel of the gun. At the same time, he rammed the barrel of the other pistol into the Indian's belly as hard as he could. Sinclair swung the left-hand gun against his head. Sinclair started to rise to his feet, but one of the other warriors tackled him before he had a chance to strike. The Injun crouched on top of him, tomahawk poised to sweep down and end Sinclair's life. Sinclair realized it had been Ballinger's shot that had saved his life. To his horror, he wasn't able to repay the favor. One of the remaining warriors leaped at Ballinger, whirling his tomahawk, and with a ghastly thud, it crashed against Ballinger's head. He went down, blood streaming from the wound. Sinclair threw himself at the warrior who had just struck down one of the brothers. The Injun tried to whirl to meet this new threat, but he wasn't in time to stop a pistol from crashing against his skull. Stumbling a little, Sinclair turned to see what was going on. The other Ballinger brother was down, and Sinclair's stunned eyes saw more of the painted figures in buckskin emerging from the woods. Six, eight, no more than that. A veritable horde of savages sweeping down on the hapless party of whites. Sinclair jerked his head around, trying to locate Faith. He spotted her near the horses. Switchfoot and Hammerhead Jones had retreated too and were grabbing the reins of the pack horses. They wanted to get out of here, and Sinclair didn't blame them.
Run! Take Miss Carling and go! I'll hold off the Indians!
Sinclair tried to get up, but the savages surrounded him and rained blows down on him. Pinned down by the weight of several warriors, all he could do was lay there and take it.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.